Target pulls costume after backlash while Rockstar's alleged home visit chills leak community. Target pulled a $25 children's clown Halloween costume and issued an apology Monday after a blackface backlash, with the company stating the outfit should never have been part of our assortment. The speed of the response, apology, and withdrawal within 24 hours reflects how completely the calculus around product controversies has shifted for major retailers. It also reopens a persistent question. Large retailers operate product design and approval processes with multiple checkpoints specifically designed to catch issues of this kind. And when something this visible gets through, it signals either an understaffed review process, unclear criteria, or a cultural communication failure somewhere in the supply chain. Target has been navigating heightened political sensitivity from multiple directions for roughly 3 years, making the lapse particularly conspicuous. The Rockstar Games story operates in a different register of corporate accountability. A Reddit user who claims to have predicted the exact start date of what is being called the CyberLeak campaign, apparently a leak event related to GTA 6 development, says two men he believes were sent by Rockstar's parent company Take-Two Interactive showed up at his home. The video he posted documenting the alleged visit is disputed in terms of authenticity, but the underlying dynamic is grounded in documented precedent. Rockstar pursued the 2022 GTA 6 footage leak aggressively, resulting in a UK criminal conviction of the primary perpetrator, establishing that the studio is prepared to deploy significant legal resources against leak-related activity. Whether or not the specific Reddit incident is verified, the chilling effect it produces is real. When a person publicly claims investigators appeared at his door and that post circulates widely through the gaming community, it sends a message to everyone operating in the leak and leak prediction space, one that does not require the claim to be true to modify behavior. The story illustrates how intellectual property enforcement in the digital age has become genuinely intimidating at the individual level, regardless of whether the specific instance in question reflects corporate action or misidentification.